Episode 1630, When Living a Season of Overwhelm.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people happy, happy day. It is Friday. You made it. Yes, celebrate it. Can you believe it? Maybe it's been a really long week. Maybe it has been an awesome week. Well, today it's Confessions of an Upset Moment. Oh my goodness. Are you living in a season of overwhelm? Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, when living a season of overwhelm, family, work, and play seems out of reach. There's no hope, only anxious whispers and screaming hesitations. Life gets bogged down in our busyness. The mountains of messes compounded with the daily stresses strengthens our overwhelm. Who wants to live with an overwhelmed mind and body and an underwhelmed spirit? Instead of floundering in the valleys of overwhelm, how can you live beyond the overwhelm? How can you get beyond it? How can you get over it? Sometimes even the mountains of messes seem minimal to the overwhelm that we carry. I can remember back in some of the more stressful days of parenting, I would just feel this load. And it wasn't even a weight. It was just so heavy, though, on my shoulders. And when I was able to remove that, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm like 3 inches taller. Have you ever had that feeling that all of a sudden you just feel like you grew and you really didn't because you haven't grown in like 12 years. And all of a sudden now you're like, oh my gosh, I'm 3 inches taller. And it's not like we're living back in the 80s and we had our hair, you know, 10 inches taller off of our head. Okay, that's really dating me. I'm so sorry. That image, I'm sure, is just now haunting you. But you got to think. We carry so much. We put so much pressure on ourselves as moms, as dads. We just envelop ourselves in it because what? We want to give our children more than we ever had. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, but it puts a lot of stress and what? Overwhelm, unnecessary weight that we carry on ourselves that wreaks havoc on our mind, our body, and yes, our spirit. So how can you overcome? Well, this week has been one of changes and challenges for us. All good. Everything's, you know, we're doing awesome, but just stuff you have to walk through as it's part of life. You can't get rid of it, even though it would be nice. You know, you've got kids beginning to adult and they've got to figure out some things. And so training them up now to say, okay, you don't want to give them all the answers, but you want to give them the tools, the strategies to figure it out. You want to lay some of the groundwork so they can figure it out. Sometimes even like dropping the breadcrumbs so they can follow along. Okay, we haven't done that. But a couple times I've thought about it. I'm like, well, if I'm the mom and I just do that, no one will notice, right? It won't be a big deal. I'm kind of laying the answer down and, well, hopefully they'll come to the answer. Okay. You get my idea, though, right? The changes and the challenges in life that we face because we just do. However, though, the last 2 days have been extra, extra special. Even though there's been the mundane responsibilities needing my attention, business commitments, and many other things, the overwhelm began to fade away. And not because of my to-do list disappearing. Oh, I wish I was a magician and can make that disappear. But oh no, it's only growing. And some days I think I add on more than I take off. I'm sure you can relate. And it's one of those things you're like, seriously? When am I ever going to have an empty to-do list? And I'm like, okay, let's not go there when I'm 6 feet under. I won't have a to-do list when I'm 6 feet under because I won't be able to do anything. So I count my blessings. God obviously has a purpose for me, so I'm going to live it and we're going to make it happen what I can do within the 24 hours that it gives me so long as I get a little bit of shut-eye during that time. But the overwhelm began to fade away through echoes of laughter in the house. You know, those giggles that make your heart smile and your body twitch with joy. You see, my youngest three were playing together, goofing off together, and laughing together. Overwhelm melts away as laughter creates a way to live, love, and impact. Do you ever feel like you're just carrying the weight of the world beyond? It's that season of overwhelm. And it may not necessarily be a bad season. Some of us think of overwhelm as being just something negative, and you can be in some really good, awesome things and be overwhelmed because there's just so much to do, so many things that need your attention. So many things that are calling out to you going, come on here, I'm over here, I need you there. What I found is you got to giggle out loud. That is your KISS the Keep It Simple strategy. Giggle out loud. You see, overwhelm melts away as laughter creates a way to live, love, and impact. We are so stuffy. Have you ever been told that? You're just stuffy. And no, it's not good to be a fluffy, stuffy potato, but we think we have to be busy and always on the go. We've forgotten what it's like to just sit and enjoy family time. Literally sitting down and having conversations about your day, your dreams, your now. It's breaking the chains of overwhelm. Giggle out loud. You know, when I was listening to the echoes, because they were upstairs and I was downstairs, and I just heard it. You know, you've probably watched those videos on YouTube, the ones where people load up, and it's just that little child that has this amazing laugh that when they laugh, you just are laughing with them. You have no idea what they're laughing about, laughing at. You could care less. You just hear the laughter, this innocent laughter. There's something about that that awakens the spirit within us. It makes us feel what? Alive. When you are living in overwhelm, in that season of overwhelm, what happens? You feel kind of dead to the world. The weight of the world is upon you. Everything is extra heavy. Everything seems like you just can't handle it. It's unmanageable. Your journey is to be lived, but more so, your journey is to be loved. Live, love, impact. What are your days looking like recently? Can you believe it? We've got 4th of July around the corner. Yes, it is now less than a week away. So if you're here in the United States and you're thinking, I was going to have company, well, you better start planning because it's going to happen. July 4th is around the corner, and it's a great time of celebration, isn't it? But sometimes when we have celebrations, it brings what? Overwhelm. Stresses that we didn't have to deal with because they weren't right there. You know, when family comes together, and I'm not talking just Christmas or Thanksgiving, I'm talking about, yes, like the 4th of July. You're going to have a barbecue, and maybe it's even just really close friends that are like family, but you bring some of them together, and it's fine if you're kind of one-on-one with a few of them, but man, when they all come together, it's like, oh dear, what fireworks are going off this time? And you're thinking, ah, and if I'm hosting it, things can get kind of dangerous. You're like, I've got to be willing and ready to what? Put the fire out. I don't want anything to disrupt the celebration, the coming together. But we forget something so simple, giggles, laughter, giggle out loud. When was the last time that you really had an incredible giggle? I gotta say, mine was just yesterday. I was doing something stupid and I ran into a door. Okay, now that's one that just came to mind off the top of my head. It was one that I hit my arm so hard on the daggum handle of this door. I think I shifted the door like 2 inches. I hit it so hard. I immediately started to bruise. I hit it so hard. I was like, this is ridiculous. And all I could do, I wanted to cry, honestly, because it really did hurt. But I just leaned against the wall, which I thought I had just widened with my body and my forearm. You know, that makes me feel really good. My workouts are obviously working for me since I moved and adjusted the doorway here from hitting the handle on the door. And I just leaned up against the wall and I just was giggling. I mean, like a little 2-year-old just giggling. And my daughter came over. It was late in the evening. She came over and just kind of slowly looked at me. And I was kind of just huddled up against the wall. And I'm like, I'm okay. And I was just giggling. And she's like, I thought you would be crying. I said, oh, I am on the inside. But I knew that, I mean, I was hurting. It didn't matter. But it was just that laughter. And what did it do? It kind of broke the ice. It took away the pain a little bit. It still hurt. The bruise will be more apparent later today, I'm sure. 24 hours later, I'll be looking at it going, ooh, it's still a little tender to the touch. When was the last time you giggled? When was the last time you had a belly laugh? Maybe it's because you haven't taken time to tell an old story of what you did. I'll tell you an old story. Maybe it'll give you a little giggle. We were going on vacation. You know, it's a time of vacations, right? Or road trips or whatever right now. We're in that season. And I want to get you out of season of overwhelm. So let's talk about the season of travel. And before we were going out of town, we had to stop and get gas. Now, my children will probably tell this story much better. One of these days, maybe I'll have them tell the story to you. You'll probably really get a giggle. But they went in, my husband and I'm not sure which other child went in. Oh, I think it was just the boys. So our two youngest and my husband went into the store. I stayed outside to fill the tank. And I've got a 32-gallon tank, so, you know, it takes a lot of gas. And so when it's close to empty, if we're going out of town, man, I fill that thing all the way up. And I do all the time. I really don't like to go much under a quarter of a tank. It's just kind of one of my protection measures. Anyway, long story short, I'm filling the tank of gas. And you know how the hose that, you know, then goes into and you've got it going into your car, et cetera, and you're pumping it up and then you've got that hose right there. Well, I was on, I'm going to say the back side towards the car, okay, and I wanted to go towards the front of the car. And my daughter was still in the car and I was just trying to figure out what to do. And I was like, okay, I can do this. I was just going to walk across it. It wasn't that high. Well, I don't know what happened. Gravity. I don't know whether I shrank, whether the hose came up. There was a huge gust of wind that I really didn't feel. But all of a sudden, I stepped over with my last leg and down I went. I mean, as fast as I could sneeze, I was down. My daughter says, all of a sudden, Mom was gone. And I just saw her hair go whoof forward. And I went all the way down to the ground. And I was like, okay, we need that security camera from the convenience store in the gas station that I was pumping gas because it, I'm sure, was hysterical. I don't know how I got down to the ground. Well, obviously, I stood back up. But we tell that story all the time now, and we just crack up laughing. Why? Well, Mom fell down getting gas. And now there's always a joke. Oh, Mom's going to be, you know, she's going to be gassing up that tank, and now we get to watch her, you know, fall. It's just something funny, right? When was the last time that you really had that gut giggle? That one that just like hurts and you're like, oh, that feels so good, but it hurts at the same time. Your journey is to be lived, but more so your journey is to be loved. Too much of our life is taken way too seriously. And there's a lot of serious stuff in life. You see, God created some incredible emotions in order for us to love and impact the world. We got to live it. In order to live it, we got to giggle. We got to have that laughter. It takes us beyond all the junk, the mountains of messes, all that stuff. It allows our soul, our spirit to be revived, rejuvenated with just a little bit of life, which does what? It melts away the overwhelm. What do you need to melt away today? What do you need to unload? What do you need to overcome? See, it's amazing what my children teach me. The littlest things that we take so for granted. The laughter echoing through the household. Those changes and challenges, all that stuff, my to-do list that's longer than I am tall. Doesn't matter when I hear all those giggles. When laughter fills the house, if only for a moment. Where do you need laughter in your household? Maybe it's an uncomfortable thought that you really don't want to push yourself to. Because maybe that season of overwhelm has got you really anchored down. Number one, I want you to know I'm praying for you. I've been there. I know what it's like to barely be able to make it to the next moment. You feel like you're living minute by minute. And you're just hoping to get to bed. You're doing everything that you can. Know I'm praying for you. Also know that God's got you in the season that you're in. You're not alone. But I know how empty we can feel. And I don't want you to carry that emptiness alone. If you're struggling right now and you're saying, I've got to get above the water. I've got to stop drowning in this season of overwhelm that I'm in. I want to lift you up personally. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I would love to come beside you. When you click on that link, that will begin our conversation. I would be honored to speak with you and to help you as you are walking this journey right now in this season of overwhelm. But if you're one that says, gosh, I just wish I had a prescription to make it all feel better, this weekend, really look at opportunity to laugh. Look at opportunity to giggle out loud, to be silly for no reason. Maybe you have a water balloon fight. We've all had those growing up as kids, whether it was at school. Okay, those were the good old days, wasn't it? Or whether it was at a church camp. You can get water balloons and it doesn't matter what your age is, and you can have fun with that. Create opportunities for you to release those whispers of anxiety that you're feeling, those screaming hesitations that are holding you back every step of the way. You don't have to do that. Allow yourself to release, giggle out loud so you can live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a joyous weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.